This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions. Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by IMM eSign, Trellance, Pulsate, Pure IT Credit Union Services, Janusave, Mahalo Banking, and QTech. Awesome, here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of CUNA Technology Council Conference and, oh my gosh, and CUNA Member Operations and Member Experience Council Conference. I'll get that straight one of these days, Carolyn. Yeah,
they won't get it straight. It's fine.
Probably by tomorrow I'll get it straight. But anyway, yeah, it's a great conference. We're kind of getting two conferences in one deal, so
yes.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. So, yeah. So, and great people here. And speaking of great people, we have Caroline Varenkamp here from Radin.
Perfect.
How are you?
I'm great.
Good. And I'm glad I got your last name right as well.
Oh, yeah. No,
we've been working on that.
Yeah.
We've been working on it. So, we got it right. So, hey, welcome to the Studio Lounge. And you were speaking earlier today. But let's talk about, hey, how the conference is going for you guys so far. How's it been? What's the buzz in the hallways you're hearing?
It's wild. I think a lot of it is there are people who are both kind of excited about getting back in person long, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I think there's also an element of the, what are we supposed to be doing here? Like, I think we've all kind of forgotten how these conferences work. And we're all like, there's like things that are, you know.
People a little unsure, like
yeah.
Trying to get their feedback.
Trying to get the feedback
wet,
right?
Yeah, I got you.
But it's been good.
Good. Yeah, I'm calling like 2022 the kind of the year of getting back in person or the year of return,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So yeah,
absolutely.
Good stuff. All right, let's talk about your talk today. Talk about your talk.
Yeah.
It was entitled, Associates Are Integral to Your Brand and Member Experience. We've been talking a lot about member experience.
Yes.
Especially at this conference. So
yes.
So give us a quick summary on that, and then we'll dive into maybe a couple of the details.
Well, so the idea is that we're faced with these two great challenges. On the one hand, we are faced with how do we attract and retain our employees?
Mm-hmm.
How do we keep them engaged?
Yep.
Because we've all had this great resignation situation
mm-hmm.
where either we're losing younger people off the front line or we're losing older executives
mm-hmm.
and we've got to replace them, right?
Right.
And so how are we doing that while maintaining our culture and making sure that our culture is one that keeps people together?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, we have member expectations that are changing dramatically in terms of branch delivery,
right.
Particularly.
Right.
Because consumers had, previously we were thinking that the branches were dead, right?
We've been talking about this for at least a decade.
Branches dead, no more branches. Well, the pandemic proved us wrong.
Pretty much.
The pandemic said, no, people actually do want that face-to-face interaction. And even among young people, millennial use of branches went up
mm-hmm.
and it stayed up. So members want high tech and high touch.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be able to do things on their own and do things with people, and they want to do it all at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And so while that's all happening, we need to make sure that we have an employee front line that's more capable of handling all of those different demands from the membership.
Yeah, that's a big ask.
And so, you know, one of the solutions that we were talking about were interactive teller machines to help take some of the burden of transaction
mm-hmm.
off of the front line mm-hmm. so they could focus on interaction.
Right, I gotcha.
Because that's really what we need to be using branches for.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how many people come in to deposit a check, but what I care about is, are they coming in to have conversations about their savings?
Right.
And how they're taking care of their kids, and how they're planning for college.
Mm-hmm.
And retirement.
Creating a consultative environment, is that
exactly.
what you're getting to?
Exactly.
And let the transaction, let the self-serve, if you want a transaction, if you want to change money, do it on the phone or do it
right.
you know, on an ITM, like you said, or ATM, something
exactly.
like that. So yeah,
exactly.
more of a self-serve. Okay, I got you.
Right.
So give me a couple of takeaways that you wanted your audience to take back to their respective credit unions from your talk.
Well, I think it's really all about thinking more creatively about how our branches are structured, right? Since
mm-hmm.
The bulk of our employees are frontline member-facing staff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Think about how we have that branch structured in a way that allows them to be most capable of meeting the member needs mm-hmm. and expectations and surpassing those expectations.
Yeah, yeah.
And be creative. Don't assume that we have to do things the way we've always done them, right?
Exactly.
We don't have to be, just because we've all grew up with teller lines, right, doesn't mean that's the wave of the future and
right.
that's what people want.
Mm-hmm.
And think more creatively of how we can blend our excellent people with excellent technology to provide the best possible member experience.
Yeah, I think we're headed to a really cool hybrid. I think we're still kind of shaking things out from the pandemic, and we're kind of still in that kind of limbo period, if you will.
Absolutely.
So yeah, I think in the next couple of years, we'll see some really cool hybrid models, if you will. So yeah, so really cool. So because before the pandemic, I did this really great story on this creating remodeled their branch and to where you stood side by side with the teller and the teller would show you what's going on in your account and things like that. And it was really kind of cool. But then the pandemic hit and we couldn't do that anymore. It was all of a sudden it was plexiglass.
Plexiglass and walls,
So it really, talk about pivoting.
Right.
So now we're kind of coming out of that, maybe coming back to full circle. Is that kind of what you guys are seeing?
I think so. And I think ultimately it's the way we have to think about how we're going to compete long term with the big banks and the fintechs, and the neobanks.
Mm-hmm.
And I know for so many, and this goes actually the Gen Z research that I've been doing, right? That so many credit unions think it's our service that matters.
Mm-hmm.
The consumers say, well, it's price that matters, credit unions, banks.
Okay.
But what they really, if we're going to make service the key factor, we have to be able to do it in an exemplary way. Mm-hmm. It can't just be, we can do what Bank of America does, because we lose that conversation every time.
Oh, completely.
Right? We have to be able to say, we can do what Bank of America does, but we can also have those important conversations about your financial future, right? Help prepare your kids so they can be financially sound adults.
Right.
And we can do that in a way that's personal and real and not just a video on a website.
Yeah, exactly. And should they be positioning themselves as not only a primary financial institution, which is a main goal for a lot of financial institutions, but I'm calling it like a primary financial resource, you know? Come there for multiple things rather than just the transaction. So
absolutely.
That's where, I mean, yeah, so, okay. And you mentioned Gen Z studies or report. Do you have any? I would love to kind of dig into your brain about that type of stuff real quick if you have any.
We're really trying to understand the difference between, like, how not only how Gen Z were viewing, but the younger Gen Z, how are their parents helping to prepare them for becoming adults and what really matters to them? And, you know, high schoolers, they want debit cards. They want to be able to pay for things.
Yeah.
And their parents want them to have savings accounts and want them to have the tools to be able to learn. But in each case, the kids are reliant on parents or guardians to teach them.
Yeah.
And the parents are not confident that they can.
And
so there's a lot of like need for help to be able to understand how they can take these things. Because if you think about it, how did you learn how to bank?
Primarily through my parents, actually. Right. I mean, I learned how to balance a checkbook like in third grade. Yeah. That was about it. So,
but you know, it's watching your parent, your mom or dad write out checks,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah.
My kids have never seen me write a check. Right?
My kids have never seen me go
into a bank branch.
Yeah.
My kids have never seen, they've seen me use an ACM. They've seen me mobile bank.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
They've seen me pay bills on bill pay.
Mm-hmm.
But they have no concept of what a check is.
Mm-hmm.
I've never used one in front of them. And so a lot of these things that we learn from our parents are no longer, we don't do them, and our kids aren't going to know how to do them.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen when they do have to write a check someday?
Exactly. Here, let's do a little tabletop exercise on writing checks.
Yeah. So there's a lot of things that the world has changed so fast that we have to catch up our education to that.
Completely. Get the next generation prepared.
Right.
So, good stuff. Anything else to add? I'd love to keep you here for, I know you're busy, so I would love to keep you here for another half hour just to dig deep here, but I know you got stuff to do. But anything else to add to wrap up here?
I mean, I think we're really at a crux point, and I know we talk about these sort of things a lot, and you talk about with this a lot with your other guests, right?
Oh,
we're at this crucial point for credit unions where we've been so reliant on a generation of members for so long, and we're going to have to pivot. And I'm not sure that we're ready for that.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure that I'm worried that we've missed the boat.
Oh, really?
On some of those conversations.
Okay.
And some of that, you know, we talk about the primary financial institution status.
Yeah.
How do we get that back? And I think we need to be thinking less about, we get really mired in the day-to-day focus of, all right, am I balancing, you know, or how are the books looking? What's our ALM strategy? Those sorts of things. Have we been thinking about our longer term? How do we get young people under 45 to trust us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we have to be focused there before we can focus on anything else.
Well, because there's a lot of fintechs out there, and you know this really, really well, that they're nipping at the traditional banking's heels with their stuff. So, and that's a distraction. Then they're all kind of, hey, if I can't get it here, I'm going to go there. So, yeah.
They're going there, and they're going to B of A and Chase and Wells.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've done the research, and millennials love credit unions. They think credit unions are great. But when you ask them, do you know that credit unions are not for profit? They had no idea.
Yeah, that's the education.
They have no idea that credit unions are member owned. Yeah. They have no idea what a credit union is other than, oh, it's just a bank with a different name.
Yeah.
Well, how do we differentiate ourselves?
Precisely.
If we're just a bank with a different name.
That's the hurdle. That's the big hurdle in front of us. So, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Carolyn, I could talk to you for another half hour. Darn it. All right. Hey, thank you so much for this.
Thank you.
Maybe we can do another more in-depth conversation at a later date. But, thank you so much. This is great stuff. This is stuff that'll thought-provoking.
So
get people thinking.
I hope
for sure.
So.
All right.
Thanks.
Carolyn, thank you so much.
Thanks,
well done.
So much.
Studio Lounge Interviews brought to you by IMM eSign, Trellens, Pulsate, Pure IT Credit Union Services, Janusave, Mahalo Banking, and QTech. This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.